Okay, I'd like to give Cecile a chance to just give a brief overview of the item, and then maybe that'll answer some of the questions, and then we can go to questions. How about that?
Okay.
Good morning. Cecile DiMartini, Water Board staff at the Point Source Group. Great question, Dr. Wolf, about the, I think, I'll just go through the overview first. Enthazadin requires a mound system because of their current failing septic system, and our board has often reviewed these requests for a waiver of discharge requirements and a basin plan exemption for these low-flow systems where the county can go and inspect them on their own and regulate them within the county themselves. Flow is really low, 355 gallons per day. Peak average, 155 per day. Your question, Mr. Wolf, was having to do with the regular inspections required of the county for these types of systems and why it's even written in this waiver resolution. And essentially, I've been here since 2005, and it seems to be a standard language for most of our waiver resolutions. And even in saying that, as in professional, judgment call, most of these systems actually do have a lot of data loggers and telemetry that's already installed. In fact, this one in particular does have a very formal and well-written O&M plan, and they have a contract with an environmental consultant that will come. And actually, most of the monitoring and reporting requirements that are built into the waiver resolution are based on the O&M plan that was submitted to us by their consultant. As far as county going and doing inspections and writing into the waiver resolution, I believe that we don't expect the county to have data logger information directly sent to them on a regular basis, but they do receive it on through the monitoring reporting programs. But at least writing that type of language into a waiver resolution does encourage the county staff to understand that at times they should go and do some regular inspections of these types of systems. And the language does say on a regular calendar or frequency. But I wouldn't even expect them to go at every rain event.
But right now it is written, and it can be interpreted as such, because it makes referral to 1 inch rainfall. So I would read this as when there is a 1 inch rainfall, you have to dispatch someone to make an inspection. So I think, in your comment about the county having access to the information with today wireless data logger, you can actually use a cell phone dedicated number and dial in and get all the information you want. So I'm suggesting that, as you pointed yourself, this is a 6 years old language, and we need to perhaps reflect some of the current technologies available, and not to diminish the responsibility of the county in the inspection, but at least to provide these options. And all of these options would be subject to approval from, staff like yourself anyway.
Right. The point of the one-inch notice is to go out and look at the system and make sure that the effluent has stayed underground visually.
Right.
Okay. Mr. Hodgson?
I'm not familiar with the mounded septic system. Could you describe that a little bit? And do we have others in the area that have been functioning for some time?
Sure. A mound system is essentially an above-ground leach field system. Essentially, it's very typical to install it with the low groundwater or shallow groundwater locations. The actual length and height of a mound system really depends on the flow. This one in particular, I believe, is about 75 feet long, and I'm I need to go back, maybe about 6 feet wide and about 3 feet tall. The effluent enters the mound system at the top of the mound system and then is distributed to somewhat like a leach field, you know, piping system installed within the mound. There's, certain levels of sand, grades of sand that need to be, you know, as part of the mound system and, you know, filter fabric, you know, there's certain conditions that need to be followed by, which is the state has actually, you know, some guidelines on how to install a properly installed mound system. My area that I oversee is San Benito. It used to be Monterey, now Santa Cruz in southern Santa Clara County. And I've only seen mound systems installed in San Benito County. And it's my understanding that they've functioned in a proper manner.
Yeah. So you're not aware of problems with that system?
No, not at all.
Out of curiosity, what quality is the effluent that comes out of the tank? Is it the same tank system?
Sure.
Just looking at the tank, are they all the same?
Yes.
Whether you're using a mounding system or not?
Sure. It does all go in. It's like your common leach field system where it does go into a septic holding tank and it's baffled, and then they have, you know, the overflows going into a pump system that eventually goes out into your the mound system, the leach field system.
So a pump needs to move the effluent into the mounded portion?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Any other board comments or questions?
Okay. I move approval.
Okay.
Second.
And we have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion carried. Thank you. Okay, now we'll skip. Before we get to 16, Mr. Merrill, wanted you to know that we're not going to have any comment at all today on the proposed ag waiver order. That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. You put ag, let's see, Mr.
We're still on agenda 17.
It's on the agenda, but there's no comment. I mean, it's here, but we're not entertaining any discussion. There's no staff presentation.
Postponed.
It's postponed.
While it's listed on the agenda, it has been noticed as being postponed. So,
right.
Maybe I put down the wrong thing.
Okay.
You tell me when I should speak on that issue.
Okay. All right. And then also, Mr. Taylor, Jeff Taylor, are you here?
Yes, I didn't put that I was going to make any comment. I just want to be informed when there is going to be discussion on it.
Okay.
I want to be added to your information list, please.
Okay. Well, I'll let Mr. Packard know about that to make sure. And at this point, we don't know until we get a quorum. So we're all kind of up in the air on that. All right. Okay. Item number